Fire-breathing preaching, not only is it biblical preaching, but it is clear preaching. The Bible teaches us that our preaching should be clear. It should be easy to understand. Are you there in 1 Corinthians 14? Look at verse 7. And even things without life. This is Paul, of course, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He's explaining to us how our preaching needs to be clear. He says, for even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sound, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? And he gives this example. He says, look, if you're out on a battlefield somewhere and you're in a camp somewhere and you hear the trumpet, but it gives an uncertain sound, you're not going to know what you should do. And he's saying, he's using this as an example and saying, our preaching should be like a trumpet, right? We're going to see here in a little bit. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. He says, but it should not just be like a trumpet in the sense that it's loud, although that's part of it. It should be like a trumpet in the sense that it is certain. It is clear. You understand what is being sound. Now, I have my son Joshua with me, my oldest son Joshua with me today, and I knew he was coming on this trip, and I knew I was preaching this sermon, and he started taking trumpet lessons just recently, not too long ago, and I asked him if he'd bring his trumpet with him to help me illustrate this point. So I'm going to ask Joshua to come up here and bring up your trumpet. Now, he's new at trumpet playing, all right? So be graceful with him, but he's going to do his best. He's shy, but he agreed to help me. Come sit right here, son. And, I wanted to just kind of give you an example of what a certain sound sounds like. So, Joshua, can you give us an example of a trumpet giving a certain sound? All right, so he's new at it, you know, but he was trying to give a certain sound. Go ahead, do it again. All right, that was good. All right, you know, if I'm on a camping in a battlefield and I hear that, I'm going to think, get my sword, it's time to go to war, right? What if I heard this? Here's an example of uncertain sound. Now look, if you hear that, you're like, is it lunchtime? I mean, are we supposed to go to battle, or is it time to go to bed? You know, I'm not really sure what that is. And here's what Paul's saying. Paul's saying our preaching should be like a trumpet giving a certain sound. You know, here's what the preaching of the new IFB is like. Go for it. Here's the preaching of the old IFB. Right? Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes guys get up to preach, and they preach through Romans 1, and you're just kind of like, I'm confused. I'm not, are homos good? Are they bad? Are you a homo? I'm not. And it's just kind of this uncertain sound, you know? And God says, when we preach, it ought to be a certain sound. Here's Pastor Anderson's preaching. Pastor Anderson's having a bad day. Let's try it again. All right, that's good. All right, here's Sam Gipp. Here's Pastor Shelley. Here's Andrew Sluter. Here's Pastor Thompson. We just heard him. Here's Gene Kim. Now, here's what's interesting. Here's what's funny is that sometimes these guys, you know, they deceive us for a little while, right? They seem like they're with us, but then they're exposed or they expose themselves, right? So here's Tyler Baker. It kind of sounded good at first, and then it just kind of... How about the other Tyler? Tyler Doka. It's like... Flatter. All right, let's give him a round of applause. Good job. Thank you.